This morning, our focus will be on following Christ. And you can see Matthew chapter 16 and verse 24 is the scripture that we'll be reading today. And this morning, I want you to focus into your life and how your life has been lived out. And then the way that you have lived, whether it's a Christian life or maybe one that's not a Christian life. And this morning, through this verse, I want to look at three main things that we can do to improve our walk with Christ. In Matthew chapter 16 and verse 24, Jesus then said unto his disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." So here we have this idea, Jesus telling his disciples some things that they need to do in order to follow him. And this morning I want to look at denying self, taking up the cross, and following him. So when I think of the word deny, I think of disowning something, and that's the definition of this word denies, when we disown something. And so as followers of Christ, we are to deny ourselves both physically and spiritually. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, Paul writes what? "Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Here we read that our bodies were purchased with a price, and that our bodies aren't even ours. And so that's kind of odd to think about how, you know, we think that we own all these things, and if our body, if we don't even own our own body, then, you know, what about the things that we have at home, our possessions in this world, whether that be homes or vehicles, all the toys we have, you know, whatever you want to call. But we are to deny those things, and we are to give those as a glory to God. We are to glorify God with our bodies. And so especially, we'll see here in a minute how important it is that we are able to deny ourselves of possessions that we have, whether it's money or necessities of this life. And so not only in a physical sense are we to deny ourselves, but also in a spiritual sense. And these are just a few things that we struggle with spiritually in our Christian lives. Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. Galatians 5, 19 through 21 says, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." So here we have this long list of all these horrible things. And Paul writes that if we do these things, we're not worthy of the kingdom of God. We won't inherit the church. We won't inherit the blessings that come from that. We won't inherit heaven someday because of these sins. And these are sins that we struggle with, and these are sins that people in the world struggle with in general every single day. And so it's just a short list of things that we have to deny ourselves from as Christians if we want to improve our walk with Christ. So now that we have looked at a few things that we need to deny ourselves of, whether that's possessions or sinful spiritual things, the desire of our flesh, I want to look at a few examples of people who were given an opportunity to deny themselves and follow Christ. In Luke chapter 18 and verse 18 through 23, Luke chapter 18 verses 18 through 23 says, "And a certain ruler asked him, saying, Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments: Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, All these have I kept from my youth up. Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, Yet lackest thou one thing: sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich." So we see here, we call this guy the rich young ruler. And the Bible says that he was very rich, he was very wealthy, and he wanted to follow Christ. He wanted to have an eternal life because he asked Jesus what he needed to do. And so Jesus told him, you know what to do, follow the commandments. And he said, I've kept all these things from my youth up. But Jesus knew that he had a problem with covetousness or selfishness in some way with possessions, because this guy was rich and he told him, sell everything you have, give to the poor and follow me. This man was given an opportunity to deny all that he had, all that he loved, and he could follow Christ and he could have a home in heaven. However, these possessions, this temptation to gain more was too great for him because he ultimately denied Christ. He didn't deny himself. He couldn't deny his possessions. He couldn't deny the fact that he was very rich, and that's what he wanted. And so he walked away from Christ that day. And so it's sad to see an example like this. You see someone with great potential who is what we would think of as another good person. You know, he hasn't been off committing adultery or killing or stealing. He hadn't been lying. But however, we see that he was eaten up by the possessions of this world. It's sad to see that someone with a great opportunity to follow Christ ultimately denied him. We have another example, this time of Moses, in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24 through 26. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24 through 26. It says, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Here we see Moses and the Egyptians. Moses was in a peculiar situation. As an infant, he was sought after to be killed by the Egyptians. And so his mom floated him away in the river, and the daughter of Pharaoh picked him up and she took care of him. And so he grew up in Pharaoh's house. He grew up with a lot of riches, assuming Pharaoh's the king of Egypt, which at this time was the most powerful nation in the world. And so Moses could have been called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He might have been Pharaoh someday, we don't know. But he could have been rich, he could have had anything he wanted for the rest of his life. But it says that he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches. He instead of inheriting these great worldly riches, he inherited godly riches. He inherited heaven. And we understand that, you know, those are greater riches than anything we can obtain in this world alone. And so the humility and the courage that Moses had in making this decision shows us why he is one of the heroes of faith. Because he had faith in God that he would obtain that great reward someday that would be greater than what Pharaoh in Egypt had to offer him. And so his ability, his decision to deny himself and to go after God is ultimately how Moses gained the great reward. Another example I want to look at is Jesus. In Mark chapter 14 and verse 36 says, and he said, Abba Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. Here we see Christ before he was betrayed by Judas, and he was about to be crucified, and he's praying to God. And he says, all things are possible for you. He said, take away this cup from me, but not what I want, but what you want. And so here we see the great self-denial that Christ had, because obviously going through crucifixion isn't very enjoyable. It's very sorrowful and painful and humiliating. But Christ recognized that God had a greater plan, and that God knew what he was doing, and that God wanted to do what's right. And so Jesus denied himself. He says, not what I want, but what you want. So really, our greatest example is Christ in all things in this world. And this self-denial that Christ had should be something that we strive to follow every day. You know, we shouldn't be out in the world wanting to do what we want, but rather what God wants. And Christ recognized that. And it's important for us to remember whose we are. And we are God's. We are creation of God. And so, therefore, we are to deny ourselves and give ourselves to God, just not only physically, but spiritually. And it's important that we make that decision because, as we've seen in examples, that decision will be well worth it. Someone gave up denying himself. Someone denied Christ, rather, and he didn't obtain that great reward. We saw Moses denied himself, and he followed God, and he obtained that reward, and we need to do the same, because it will be well worth it on Judgment Day if we deny ourselves in this world. So now that we've looked up denying ourselves, I want to look at taking up the cross. And this is something that's a little hard for us to envision because, you know, crucifixions don't just happen every day. They used to be a lot more common, obviously, in Jesus' time. But something bearing the cross represented, you know, wasn't pride or anything good. In fact, it was humiliating. It was burdensome. Because that person who was carrying that cross had committed a great crime. It might have been murder or treason in some way. And so it was shameful to carry that cross. And when people saw someone carrying that cross, they knew what kind of person they were. They knew that's not a good guy, that's a bad person. But we know that Christ was able to bear his cross, not just at the time he was literally carrying the cross, but throughout his life. And we see the troubles that Jesus went through as being born in a manger in a barn and not having an easy childhood and having to work. And then eventually starting his ministry, we can read in the Bible that Jesus didn't have anywhere to lay his head at night. He didn't even have a bed that he could go home and sleep to each and every night. He struggled, he struggled physically in this life, but spiritually, he never messed up and he never failed. And so in a spiritual, more of a spiritual sense, we have a cross to bear. We each have our own cross to bear. We talk about it from time to time. And no matter the burdens that are going on around us, we are compelled to carry our cross. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 12, it says, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." We read here that there is somewhat a price to pay when following Christ. Now, the early church, there were people being killed because of their faith in Christ. Now today we have a much greater ease of following Christ, you know, generally speaking, at least in this area. You know, if you believe in Jesus, you know, that's a good thing. But some places, that's not such a good thing. And especially back then, as I mentioned, people were killed for their faith in Christ. So in some way, we will suffer persecution, and it might not be as physical. It might be with words or how people may treat us. But no matter what, we need to bear that cross and do so godly, not in a sinful way. James chapter 1 and verse 12, it says, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him." Blessed is the man that endures temptations. Now, every single day, we face temptations. We face things that we want to do things that are sinful, or we don't want to do things that are godly, that we ought to do. So it's important that we are able to endure those things, that we are able to overcome temptations that we have in this life. And it's pretty difficult at times to overcome those things. But we see that there's a great reward. It says, "Blessed is the man that endures temptation. He will receive the crown of life, which the Lord promised to them that love him." And so if we love God, if we love Jesus, we will bear our cross. We will endure those temptations. We will fight them and we will overcome them, and we can be blessed and we can have that crown of life. But if we're not denying ourselves of the sinful things, and we're not bearing the cross of Jesus, we're not carrying the cross like we should. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 1, or 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. Says, "For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you." Here we read that the life that Christ lived was undeserving of punishment. No, Christ suffered for us in the flesh. And Peter writes that we are to arm ourselves with the same mind that Christ had. And we know that Christ had a mind of humility and willingness to serve God, and so we are to do the same. And he talks about how the time past of our life, you know, maybe in the past, you know, we did these certain things. Maybe in the past we were doing evil things. But then, as we are changed Christians, he says that they think it strange that you run not with them. Now, people will find it odd that you're not doing the same things that you used to do. You know, they may think, what happened to this person I used to know? But it's a good thing that we make these changes. It says people will speak evil of you. You know, believe it or not, you know, people talk bad about people that do good. And it's kind of mind-boggling as the reason why they do so. But making that change and denying yourself, you know, we're doing the right thing. And we're able to bear the cross of sin because we can fight off those temptations now. We have put those things behind us. And it's important to see that it really does matter what we do on this earth, because we will be judged by God for our actions. And so will the people who talk bad about us and continue to do those things. And so by bearing our cross in a godly way, by fighting off those temptations, we are denying ourselves and we are following Christ in a way that we ought to. And that's the last point we want to look at, is following Christ. And following Jesus has kind of gotten to the point today where it can be confusing for people on exactly what to do, because there's new doctrines and practices established over the past few hundred years. But this morning I want to look at how we can obey Christ and how we can become a follower of Him. In John chapter 14 and verse number 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. There's not another way to God. Jesus says, no man comes unto the Father but by me. Jesus is the only way. And so our ultimate goal in life should be to get to heaven. And in order to do that, we have to go through Christ. We have to become a follower of Him. And Jesus is the only way to do that. In John chapter 14, same chapter, in verse 15, it says, if you love me, keep my commandments. A simple but powerful statement by Christ. If we love Him, we will keep His commandments. We will obey Him. We will do what He tells us to do. And so in order to become a follower of Christ, there are certain things that Jesus commands us to do. In John chapter 3 and verse 16, John chapter 3, verse number 16, Jesus says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, this is early on in Jesus' ministry, but He's talking like this has already happened. But however, He was telling the people what He was doing and why He was on this earth, so that He could die for us, so that those who believe in Him should not perish, that they can have everlasting life. Luke chapter 13 and verse 3, Jesus says, I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. There's a change that has to be made in our lives in order to become a Christian, in order to have our sins washed away. And repentance is a change. We have to change our lives for Christ. We have to put off the sins that we before have done. We have to deny ourselves of those things and deny ourselves and give ourselves to Christ so that we can live a godly life. In Luke chapter 12, verse 8, Jesus says, also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. We have to confess the name of Christ. He says that He will confess our name before the angels of God in heaven. You know, what a blessing that can be by confessing His name. You know, we can have the forgiveness of our sins and we'll be mentioned before God on judgment day. In Mark chapter 16 and verse 16, Jesus says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. If we are baptized into the blood of Christ, our sins will be washed away and we can have eternal life if we continue to live the godly life. And by doing these things, we can become a follower of Christ. We can become a Christian. And what's amazing is we fully deny ourselves when we obey the gospel. We are fully giving ourselves to Christ. We are giving our lives to Him. We're denying, we're repenting, we're changing our life. We're no longer doing those things that we used to do. We are denying ourselves, and we are taking our cross. We are enduring those temptations. If we truly follow Christ, then we can deny ourselves and we can take up our cross. Luke chapter 9 and verse 23, this is Jesus speaking, and He said to them all, "If any man will come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow Me." This is Luke's version of this verse, and I like how he inserts this word daily. We have to do these things daily as Christians. We have to follow Christ daily. We have to deny ourselves of the sins daily. We have to take up our cross daily.